Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson, where we're going to build a swinging amen style Reese patch with that gritty pirate radio DNB and jungle energy. The goal here is not just to make a cool bass sound. We want the bass and the break to work together like they're in a conversation. The amen drives the rhythm, the Reese answers it, and the whole thing feels urgent, reckless, and alive. That's the vibe. First, set your project tempo to 170 BPM. That's a really solid starting point for jungle and drum and bass. Then create an audio track for your amen break, a MIDI track for your Reese bass, and if you want, another track for extra percussion or fills. Now let's get the amen into the session. Drag your break onto the audio track and make sure warp is turned on. For this style, beats mode is usually the best place to start, because it keeps the transients punchy and tight. Check that the slices or markers are locking properly to the grid. If the break is drifting, fix that first, because the entire groove depends on it. To give the break a little more weight and control, add a few stock devices. Start with EQ8 and roll off the extreme low end, usually somewhere around 30 to 40 Hz. If the break feels muddy, take a little dip around 250 to 400 Hz. After that, add saturator with just a small amount of drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB, and turn soft clip on if needed. You can also use drum bus for a bit of extra bite and glue, but keep it subtle. We want the break to cut through, not get flattened. Next, we build the Reese bass. On your MIDI track, load up Wavetable or analog. If you want a quick, beginner-friendly Reese, start with two saw waves slightly detuned from each other. In Wavetable, you can use a saw on oscillator 1 and another saw on oscillator 2. Then add a small amount of unison, maybe 2 to 4 voices. Don't go too wide right away. A classic Reese is thick, but it still needs control. Shape the sound with a low-pass filter so the bass feels dark and focused. Then add EQ8 to clean up the sub rumble and any muddy low mids. A little saturation after that helps the Reese feel more aggressive. If it needs a bit of movement, try a very light chorus ensemble or phaser flanger, but use those effects carefully. In this style, too much movement can make the low end blur together. Now for the rhythm. This is where the bass stops sounding like a plain sustain and starts feeling like part of the amen. Keep your MIDI pattern short and rhythmic. Use offbeats, little gaps, and syncopated hits. Don't make every note the same length. Short notes create urgency, and that urgency is a big part of the pirate radio feel. A good beginner approach is to write a simple one bar or two bar idea that leaves space for the snare hits in the amen. Let the bass answer the break instead of covering it. Try putting a note on the end of one, another before or after the snare, and maybe a longer note at the end of the phrase. Think of it like the bass is leaning forward and then pulling back. Now let's add swing. In Ableton Live 12, the easiest way to do this is with a groove pool. Open it up and choose a light swing preset, like an MPC style 16 swing if you have one available. Drag that groove onto your bass clip, then adjust the timing amount. For this style, somewhere around 55 to 65% is usually enough. You don't want the whole thing to feel lazy. You want a controlled drag, just enough to make it feel human and dangerous. If you prefer, you can also swing manually. Move some offbeat notes slightly late, but keep the groove tight overall. The key idea is contrast. Let some parts stay straighter, so the swung notes actually feel like they're leaning. At this point, listen to how the bass and the break work together. The bass should feel like it's reacting to the amen, almost like it's talking back to the drums. If the line feels too long or too full, shorten the notes. In jungle and DNB, note length is a groove tool. Shorter notes mean more tension. Slightly longer notes can feel like pressure building. Use that on purpose. Now we add movement. A Reese patch really comes alive when it changes over time. Use auto filter and automate the cutoff so the sound opens up over the phrase. For example, keep it a little closed in the intro, then slowly open it in the build, and let it hit with more presence in the drop. You can also add a small resonance bump before the drop if you want extra tension. This is also a good place to think in phrases, not loops. Even if your bass idea is only 2 bars long, make sure it has a beginning, middle, and end. Maybe the first bar introduces the pattern, the second bar opens up a little more, and the last hit changes to lead into the next phrase. That kind of small movement is what stops the loop from feeling mechanical. Now let's arrange the section. A simple pirate radio DNB arrangement could start with a 4-bar intro. In that intro, maybe the amen is filtered a bit and the bass only teases in lightly. Then build for another 4 bars, bringing in more break energy and letting the bass come in fragments. After that, hit an 8-bar drop, where the full amen and the swinging Reese lock together. Add a small variation in bar 4 or bar 8, so the drop doesn't repeat exactly the same way. That variation can be really simple. You might mute the bass for half a bar before a new phrase. You might add a snare fill or a reversed reverb tail. You might open the bass filter a bit more, or narrow the stereo in the build and widen it on the drop. Tiny changes like that make the section feel alive. If you want to push the energy further, try call and response between the bass and the drums. Let the bass hit, then let the amen answer. Or let the break get busy, then pull the bass back for a moment. That back and forth is a huge part of the jungle feel. It gives the track motion without overcrowding the mix. A couple of mix tips will help a lot here. Keep the kick and snare clear. If the bass starts masking the snare, reduce some low mids around 150 to 250 Hz and shorten the note lengths. Also, if your bass is eating too much sub, high pass the reese a little and let the real sub live in a separate layer if needed. In this style, the reese is often the mid-range attitude, not the entire low end. A good beginner practice exercise is to build a 4-bar amen and reese loop at 170 BPM, add swing with a groove pool, automate the filter, and then duplicate it to 8 bars. After that, change just one thing in the second half. Remove a bass note, add a fill, or open the filter more. If the loop feels like the break is dancing and the bass is pushing and pulling without getting messy, you're doing it right. So to recap, the recipe is simple. Use the amen as the rhythmic engine. Build a detuned reese with stock Ableton devices. Add light swing. Keep the bass notes short and space-aware, automate movement with filters, and arrange the section in phrases instead of just repeating a loop. That's how you get that dark, urgent, Pirate Radio DNB energy in Ableton Live 12. If you're ready for the next step, you could build a full reese rack chain, make a bar-by-bar drop template, or program a MIDI example for the bass line.